If you're a bride living in or planning their wedding in the Hudson Valley region of New York, then this podcast is for you. This is Hudson Valley Bride, where we'll chat with established wedding vendors in the area to get their expert tips, advice, and best practices so your wedding planning experience can run as smoothly as possible. Hello and welcome to the Hudson Valley Bride Podcast. I'm Christina Lemmy, and I'm pleased to have Courtney White Bay from Hudson Valley Peak Performance as my guest today. Courtney is an exercise physiologist currently living and working in the beautiful Hudson Valley of New York. Her areas of focus are virtual personal training, in-home retreats, and somatic business coaching. Courtney's passion is being present and available for her clients as they walk through their journey. She focuses on meeting her clients where they are with compassion and safety. Helping people heal from and prevent major injury and illness is the major tenet of Hudson Valley Peak Performance's mission. When she isn't working with clients from ages 6 to 96, Courtney is a mother of three and loves going on adventures with her friends and family. Welcome to the show, Courtney.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Well, that's quite a mouthful. You're very, very experienced. you've done a lot.
It's a lot more simple than it sounds, I promise.
Why don't you give me a little bit of history about your company and, you know, especially why did you start this and what do you have to offer for brides?
Yeah. So my background is I fell in love with the subject of exercise physiology, the science of exercise, what it does, what you're in your body as you're starting to move, the different chemical changes, physical changes, all that cool stuff. So it's definitely very nerdy for me and I love it. And I decided to go after that for my master's degree instead of following the pre-med path and going down one of those rabbit holes. And I started working in clinical care right out of graduate school. And it's a really, really needed area. And it was really amazing to have that experience. But I was finding that I was not able to actually walk alongside my clients. I wasn't actually able to give them my all because in a hospital clinical setting, you're not allowed to in so many ways. And I was really feeling like I was missing out. I was really feeling like they were missing out. And I wanted to be able to bring that offering to everybody that I came into contact with. So I started Hudson Valley Peak Performance 10 years ago, give or take a couple of months. Like, I'm not sure if I'm in year 10 or I'm going into year 10. It's been so long, but it doesn't matter. I'm celebrating this.
You're still in business.
I'm still in business. And I've decided I'm going to celebrate this year. It's going to be my 10 year anniversary and I'm going to do something fabulous. I just don't know what yet. So I started this business, one, as a stay-at-home mom because I had to get out of clinical care to raise my daughter. It wasn't financially feasible to work and have her in childcare. I was actually going to lose money every month. So I was like, okay, it's mom time. And then about 10 months in, I was like, okay, no, it's mom time, but I also still have to do this. And so I started Hudson Valley Peak Performance and I started it for people who needed closer attention than just your run of the mill. I'm going to walk into a gym and find a personal trainer. I wanted people to know that they were super safe. I wanted to know that if they wanted, I could take, skinfold caliper measurements for body composition, or I could take their blood pressure if they were curious. I could take their heart rate if they wanted me to. And that they were just in really safe hands if they were super new to it or recovering from some sort of an illness or had heart disease. And eventually that morphed more into working with just a really wide variety of people. I had a bunch of teenagers at one point that was really, really fun. And then it sort of settled on mompreneurs and young women wanting to just look and feel their best. So yeah, I mean, well, that's kind of the long and the short of it. I could go on, but there's so much more I know we want to get to today.
I know. So we had a previous conversation and you brought up the idea of following your client's lead when it comes mm-hmm. to putting a training program together. Can you explain more about what that means exactly and how that helps brides.
Yeah, definitely. So I call it client-led training. And it's really, I don't write down workouts. I don't keep you to a really hard plan. I can if that's what the client really wants. And it is great to have that to show progress. But really what I want to do is I want to take their feedback in any given session, and I'm going to build their workout as they're going through it. So I might have an idea that we're going to focus on arms today or legs today or cardio today. But if I walk into a session and she's like, oh my gosh, I didn't sleep last night and I don't feel good and my stomach is nauseous, then there are certain things that we're not going to do. We might not push so hard. So we might not do a cardio day that day because she's telling me my biofeedback is that like, I don't feel good. I feel nauseous. I'm like overtired, and that's a normal thing for being overtired. So we might do more stretching. We might do more like arms and legs, less core, less cardio, so that she feels really good with what she's doing, but she's not sacrificing the time that we had together. She's not coming to her session. I'm saying, come to the session and we'll make it what you need it to be today. And I think that goes into when a bride comes to me, I don't know what she wants until she tells me. You know, like a lot of people think, oh, I'm going to go and I'm going to drop 10, 15 pounds or whatever. I'm going to get a trainer to do that. But that's in my experience, that's not really why brides are coming to me. They're coming to me and they're saying, I want to feel beautiful and confident in my body. I want to feel beautiful and confident in the dress. I don't want to be worrying about X, Y, and Z. And they will usually have like a specific body part. Oftentimes it's like your arms, you know, like when you're waving goodbye or something. Mm-hmm. And it's terrible. They call it like the chicken wing, right? And
we all know about that.
I am waving, but you can't see me. I just want everybody to know that that's your tricep, and it's always going to have a little wiggle room when you wave because it's in a relaxed position when you do that. Okay. So, you know, we will absolutely work on that and firming that up and giving you those beautiful, strong arms for those great hugs that you're going to get on the reception line and all of that sort of stuff. But it's about embracing your body and loving your body and feeling beautiful in your own skin and your own way and not fitting it. And you know, I heard this thing not too long ago. It was Lainey, and I don't know how to pronounce her name. She's on Instagram. She's a graphic designer, as far as I know. Lainey Molinar, I believe is her name.
Okay.
And she does these great body conscious graphics. And says your wedding dress is supposed to fit you. You are not supposed to fit into your wedding dress. Your wedding dress is meant to fit you.
Oh, that's interesting. I think,
right? Doesn't that just like land like, whoa?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that, I think, is a lot of how, especially working with brides, that's how the training is too. The training is meant to fit you. You're not meant to fit my so-called training plan. My training plan for you is based on your feedback.
I really love that because so many things these days are so cookie cutter. And it's like, okay, this is, whether it's training plans or school curriculum or, you know, whatever, so many people seem to fall into the, well, this is the way it should be done. Mm-hmm. And kind of ignoring like the personal challenges that somebody may have, you know. So I love that your approach is so, what's the word, personalized and holistic almost. That word comes to mind. Yeah. Like, you know, you're really, you know, listening to the client. And I'm totally going to date myself right now. I got married in 1993. And, you know, fitness, the field of fitness, mm-hmm. it wasn't really just starting. It had been around for a bit, but nothing like what it is today, you know? And so I remember wanting to lose the 15, 20 pounds to fit into my mm-hmm. gown, you know, and
it doesn't really make much sense.
Well, because you always want to feel good, but I love the idea, you know, like with the whole body positivity thing and, you know, again, not being a cookie cutter. every single person is unique and has a unique body type. And I'm just really glad that it's not all about that number on the scale necessarily.
Totally. Right. And what I meant by it doesn't make much sense is that that social narrative doesn't make much sense that we are supposed to, it's almost like, oh, let me buy this dress a size and a half, two sizes smaller.
Yes.
Because by the time my wedding gets there, I'm going to be that size.
Yep.
But why does that make any sense? How does that make any sense? Like, how does literally, unless you want to for yourself, right? How does changing who you are to fit into this piece of clothing to start the rest of your life? Like, what else are you going to modify yourself to become almost less of yourself? Well, in some cases, literally less of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, are you letting go of a piece of yourself in order to do that? Are you conforming to something that is not you in order to do that? And how many more times are you going to do that in your relationship, in your life, you know, for your kids? And I'm not saying that that's all bad, for sure. I mean, there's lots of things we have to change and augment and mold ourselves in slightly different ways, or just be open to different challenges and exchanges. But if we're going into it saying, well, I'm worthy if I do this, and this is losing 10 pounds or buying a dress two sizes too small or whatever, like, what kind of a message are we sending? Like, we're reinforcing that for ourselves, and then we're feeding ourselves that, and it's just really toxic and very hurtful, I think.
Well, and the phrase that I've heard recently, I've just recently kind of been diving into personal development topics. Mm. And, you know, something that I've heard from a trainer recently was, how you do one thing is how you do all things. And it's about, you know, your worthiness. Like you said, you know, you are worthy. We are worthy just from being born. I have a good friend who keeps reminding me of that. We are worthy just because we're living and breathing. You know, the size of the dress doesn't matter, you know, and you're right. You know, how you do one thing, you know, if you're looking to lose 10 pounds, where else are you going to try to change yourself or, you know, change other people in your life, you know?
Right. And there's a time and a place for change. There absolutely is time and a place for change, but it's a growth change.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The time and a place of change is for growth purposes, not for making yourself less than, not for diminishing, not for, you know, trying to become somebody that you're not, to make somebody else happy or to fit in or whatever, because those are dangerous, slippery slopes, and they're lonely. They're very lonely.
Well, and never mind the fact that planning a wedding is stressful enough. Trying to cut your calories and do, you know, a high impact training, you know, to me sounds like that's adding that much more stress to an already stress-filled plate.
I'll play a little devil's advocate, because it can be really fun too. If you're
okay, tell me more.
If you are super overwhelmed and you are frustrated and you're anxious and maybe you're angry and you've got like a lot of swirly stuff, negativity going on in your head, adding one more thing onto your plate can really, you know, you got to be really, really careful of that. And I will say too, that, you know, like, if you're exhausted, the most important thing you can do to lose weight is to sleep.
Mm.
Because if you're not getting sleep, your hormones are not being regulated. If your hormones are not being regulated, there's these two really fun ones, ghrelin and leptin. Ghrelin is really greedy and it wants to eat all the time. And leptin is like, oh, hey, I'm full, don't feed me anymore. When you're not sleeping, they kind of invert, they do something funky. They're not in alignment. They're not in homeostasis, right? So the ghrelin is like riding high. The ghrelin's like, oh, you didn't sleep last night? Oh, great. Awesome. So let's eat that. And I'll have a little bit of this, and oh, is that cake? And you're just going to eat everything, whether you want it or not.
Mm.
And the leptin is just like, no, I'm not. Never mind. I'm not here. And you'll notice the next time you're really tired and you're like, why am I eating this? Or why do I want that? And it's not like a hormonal craving, like a PMS kind of a thing,
yeah,
like lady hormone thing. It's a sleep thing. It happens to like everybody. And it's simply because it's just not regulated.
Oh, wow.
Because you're not sleeping. You have to sleep. So the people who, you know, there's fine lines. Yeah, I want you to get up and do your HIIT workout. I want you to get up at 6 a.m. every day and hit it hard and whatever with rest days. However, if you're consistently not getting sleep because you've got a little kid or because work is crazy or whatever it is, the most important thing is actually that you're going to get a full night's sleep and consistently. So that your hormones are regulated properly and you're not overeating or undereating or whatever. And I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg. That's like one small example, but it's really easy to grasp, especially since ghrelin is greedy.
Yeah, I love that. In a previous conversation, you said that you work with brides and grooms together. And I know all of your trainings are very personalized, but can you give me a general overview of the types of services you would offer a couple?
Yeah, definitely. So I love when couples come together, especially if it's before the wedding. It just shows such a commitment to themselves and to each other. And it's such a beautiful thing when people are on the same page. And I think that that really follows through to the rest of, you know, your lives together. It's a long time, right? In a typical couple session, it's really not all that different than a single session, because it's just two people and not like an entire class of people of 20 or so. I'm still able to give that really individualized attention. I have one couple. The gentleman has, you know, sort of a frozen shoulder, two bum knees, and is overweight. And he has a hard time doing some really specific things. And the woman has a funky issue in her hip and, you know, a couple of other little things here and there. So when something, I try to have them do things as much together as I can, like using bands. I don't know if you've ever used bands or tubes, the stretchy things a lot of people use in physical therapy. Mm-hmm. There's some fun stuff that they can do partner-wise with that. And there's some fun stuff that you can use with medicine balls with that. And then, you know, we're still in the same room and everything, unless somebody's doing cardio and whatever, they might go into another space. But for the most part, we're always together. And I like to have them do a couple of things where they're together. And of course, with the bands, I don't know if you've ever used them, especially with like another person, but you have to keep the same pace. Otherwise, like one person's getting yanked over one direction, the other person's like not getting enough tension.
Okay.
And the little bickering that happens is just so funny. And they're so cute. And it's like, so don't speed up. No this, no that. But they have to connect, right? Like they literally have to connect. They have to be present. They have to be in the moment. If one person starts daydreaming or starts going over their schedule in their head, the other person's exercise gets all screwed up, right? Because they're not focusing. So it's a great way to connect and have them just be really focused on one task totally together, but also something that's not like super serious, right? Like they're doing it. It lasts maybe 90 seconds per exercise. It's not something they're having to focus on for 4 hours at a time. It's a little connection point. It's a little mental, it's a little physical, and they're both getting this like benefit from it. Right. So that I love that. And it's just so cute to see them kind of calling each other out and in good humor and just connecting. And it's just really nice. And then of course there are other exercises that are not like that. And they're separate. And, you know, one person is, you know, maybe doing squats, but the other person has bad knees. They're not doing that. So they're doing something different, you know, maybe a more sensitive knee exercise or something. So there's a lot of togetherness and there's also a lot of like individualization in it too, which I think is also a really great way to look at marriage. There's a lot of stuff that you're going to do together, right? But then there's a lot of stuff that is going to be individual to just you. You know, even something as simple as like doing obliques, like crunches on your side, right? Mm-hmm. One person likes them with a medicine ball, you know, going side to side. The other person likes to do one side at a time, lay down on one side and do it one side at a time. You know, like that's okay. Is it great to do both, like alternating, like one session you do one? Yeah, of course it is. But like people have their own preferences and they can have that within the session. And I think that's like the same thing in life. Like maybe you both like coffee, but I like a latte and you like an espresso, you know, mm-hmm. but you're still having coffee together. And I don't know, there's just a lot of parallels that you can draw from a couple's training session and bring them into life. And like you said before, like how you do one thing is how you do everything. And I don't know if I'm just like riled up by that or like for my own self or if I totally agree with it. I'm not sure yet. I'm on the fence about it. And I've heard it before and I think I like it.
It makes you think, if nothing else.
It does. It makes you think. And in this case, you know, it is kind of true. Like these parallels are true. Like if you are taking care of yourself and each other in this personal training session, well, you're probably going to take care of yourself and your partner as a unit in other parts of life as well. And I do see that in my sessions, like my couples, they are really great to each other. You know, like I don't think I've ever had an experience where my couples coming to me are not really on the same page and respectful of each other and kind and generous and loving towards each other and just really nurturing in other aspects of life as well. And you can see it. You can see it. And that's really sweet.
That's awesome. I never thought of a couple's session or working out together, anything like that, as like a direct parallel to life, really. So that's a brilliant insight. So thank you so much for sharing that.
You're so welcome.
What's your best piece of advice for brides or couples, you know, who are in the midst of planning and might be stressed out?
Yeah, I think my best advice is to start becoming consistent on things that are helping you grow as a person and become your best self. And when you start to become consistent in those things, maybe it's eating healthy, maybe it is an exercise routine, you start to create healthy habits. And when you start to create healthy habits, your mood is better, your outlook is better, you're happier. When you start to develop healthy habits, you start to be able to see more of the light in the world. Things look better. Joy and happiness are, they live more in you and around you than if you're focusing on how difficult things are. And the first step to that, I think, is becoming consistent in something, anything. Maybe it is a workout routine. Maybe you start adding more vegetables into your diet, whatever it is. Having that consistency and then starting to translate it into a healthy habit. And that's not only going to keep you feeling strong and confident and secure in yourself, and it's also going to keep you feeling that way in your relationship. And then as you grow and as he grows, you're both going to kind of be able to bounce off of each other and just kind of like, you know, rise together. And creating that consistency around specifically healthy habits and positive growth and realizing that you are two separate people who are going to grow and change, you'll be able to embrace that about each other rather than being fearful that one person is going to outgrow the other person. And in the long run, when you bring it back to a health standpoint, which is really where I got started, is your partner in sickness and health, right? Mm. And I think that we owe it to not just ourselves, but our partners too, who focus on creating a beautiful life, and that creates, and that includes creating a healthy life to the best of our ability. And nothing is ever going to be perfect, but if we're putting our best foot forward, we're going to have so many more years of enjoyment of each other, hopefully, rather than years where we're trying to figure out how to manage our sicknesses. So prevention before intervention is a motto that you'll see a lot if you follow me on Instagram or anywhere. And I think that I'm so glad to just even be on this podcast for brides and grooms and people looking to get married and start their lives together, because I think the more positive and healthy groundwork that you can lay for yourself and your partnership now, the longer and healthier your relationship is going to be and last, and just the joy and love you're going to experience is going to be just exponentially higher.
Beautiful. Well said. All right. On that note, give us your contact info and your social info for couples or brides who want to reach out to you.
Yeah. So my name is Courtney Whitebait, and my website is www.hudsonvalleypeakperformance@gmail.com or at gmail.com if you wanted to email me. It's still Hudson Valley Peak Performance. You can also find me, I think it's HV Peak Performance on Facebook. And then on Instagram, it's at Hudson Valley Peak Performance. And I'm on LinkedIn too, if you ever wanted to search me there. All the places, right? All the places.
There you go. And we will also have those links in the show notes when your episode publishes. So thank you so much, Courtney, for joining me and having this great conversation. Hopefully our brides and couples listening will give you a call and have gotten some inspiration from it.
Thank you. And best of luck to all of you who listen. My best wishes to all the ladies, and congratulations to all the men. Is that how it goes?
I don't know. I congratulate everybody.
I know there used to be like the old school, like you said, best wishes to the women and you said congratulations to the men or something. I can't remember, but there was some old school thing like that, but congratulations to everybody.
Congratulations, everyone. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you so much for having me.
What are the next steps? Brides, please like our Facebook page at HV Bride Podcast. You can also find us on Instagram with that same handle, HV Bride Podcast. If you're a wedding vendor, you can be a guest on this podcast. We are also open to chatting about sponsorship and advertising opportunities. Please send an email to podcast@hudsonvalleybride.com and we'll get in touch. And be sure to check out our website, hudsonvalleybride.com, where you'll find wedding planning articles as well as all the podcast episodes. Congratulations to all of our Hudson Valley brides. And here's a champagne toast to fun wedding planning.